welcome to another episode of Off Planet with Tony Green. I'm your host, Tony Green, and a program where I bring you alternative news, shall we say, information that I've done research on, and I'm very happy to pass it on to you, the listener, the citizen of the world, so that way we may all collectively rise to the top as enlightened beings. All right, I'm trying to make myself a little more enlightened. And so I'll take you along for the ride. What the heck, huh? Today, I'm going to do something I've only done once before, and that is have an actual live interview with a fellow awake and aware person. In fact, the other time I did that was with fellow New Orleanian Stuart Smith, a environmental lawyer whose book, his best-selling book, Crude Justice, is about all the campaigns he won against ExxonMobil, Shell, Chevron. And today we're going to have another New Orleanian, a guy who hasn't written any books yet, but I'm sure he will. But has a fabulous radio show called Patriot Radio, based out of New Orleans. Another New Orleans boy, rising to the occasion, grabbing the bull by the tail and facing the situation. That's what it takes. And Gary does just that. So I figured this show, I'm just going to turn Gary loose, and we're going to have a discussion about what's going on in the world today. A lot of it about the JFK assassination, because Gary has a lot of information to share on that. But we're just going to toss some ideas around and include you, the listening audience, and we'll just see where it goes. But should be fun. So please stay tuned for the Gary King interview. So we got today, we're going to have my friend and fellow patriot, this guy. You always hear me talking about, being a citizen, asking questions, demanding answers, and then what separates the men from the boys, taking the action, all right? Now, my guest today, he's a guy that takes action. He's an inspiration to me because he doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk, all right? And this guy ran for congressman, okay? And when you start running for public office like that, you are under the eye, okay? That you're under complete surveillance, everything you say. But you reach a lot of people, and I think that his idea was to reach people with his message, all right? Like, I'm trying to reach you right now. And he was successful in that. And this is happening, you know? The consciousness is continuing to grow as people are starting to look backstage and see what's going on and taking things into their own hands and getting community-minded and talking with other people, joining forces, and try to wake up people from their sleep state, because we're all been so programmed. I have been, and I'm trying to break my programming because I've been, you know, heated into being this brick of being unconscious, okay? And what they do, they take all these bricks and they build this wall called your belief system, and they're great at it. Anyway, without me, you know, going on anymore, my buddy today is Gary King. He has, from New Orleans, just like I am, and he has his Patriot Radio, which you need to tune into. Easy to find. He's on the Fire Horse Network, which I'm also on that. Gary King also has his JFK radio show, which he's up to like number 50-something, if I'm not mistaken. And each one of them jam-packed with information that you're not going to hear on the mainstream media. So he's out there trying to break bricks, okay? He's trying to tear down that wall so that we can free ourselves and take the straw away and start seeing what's really going on out there. That's what this is all about. Gary also is a guitar teacher. As I'm not a teacher, but I'm a musician. He's a musician, and he has his progressive guitar studio here in New Orleans. So without any further oop-oop-a-do, Gary King, welcome to the show, man.
It's a pleasure to be here, and you're definitely a take-action kind of guy, and I think we inspire each other. I kind of look back where we felt we were awake, but sometimes I look back and I think we're a fake awake. And the more we go down the rabbit hole, the more we learn. And I believe that you can always tell someone's not an op when they tell you that they've been duped. And we've all been duped, and we're all in a quest for knowledge. So you brought up a bevy of things. So we talk about taking action, running for Congress and stuff like that. Well, we were all in different places at the time. I was a big-time Ron Paul delegate. I tried to go the prescribed path, the legal path, and what it was is to become a delegate. All right, so
how what does it mean actually to be a delegate? What does that mean exactly? What does it entail?
That's a little amusing because I didn't know what a delegate was when I actually was one, so I had to find out exactly what is this delegate thing, because we were short of a few delegates, which is a long story, and I got a phone call, said, look, we need a delegate right now. And I said, well, sure, I'll help, not even really knowing what it was. So basically, the path to becoming president has to be chosen by the people through the delegate process. So how do you become a delegate to start with? Well, the first thing you do, you have to pick a party. Mm-hmm. And I was with Ron Paul, and he said, let's do it through the Republican Party. So I paid my $200. So the first thing you do is pay $200 to the Republican Party to register for the election.
Where does that $200 go?
Probably bombs in the Middle East.
But, okay. You know, just checking.
If you want to go down the rabbit hole. But,
you don't have to go that far. I'm just going to be asking dumb questions here. That's my job. Okay.
Okay. Well, as far as the Republican Party, we have to take a look at who they're made up of, who do they support. And you can figure it out from there.
Well, so let me ask you this, because you brought up Ron Paul, and I also was a big Ron Paul supporter, okay? I made my homemade sign, Ron Paul, put it up on my balcony in the French Quarter. If you watch the little film that was done called Who the Hell is Tony Green, there's a segment in there where I'm talking about Ron Paul, actually showing me taking down a Ron Paul sign because the French Quarter View Correa Association said you can't have that kind of stuff up there because you're not allowed to have an opinion. Okay, but then in the end, is it just you but I found out that Ron Paul was kind of a fraud. Would you agree?
Oh, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts.
He's a Freemason, and then he's just part of the controlled resistance, the darlings of the controlled resistance.
Well, what I found out, Tony, is that 9 out of 10 researchers, not just in JFK, but in 9/11, and just about everything else we've delved into are working the other side of the street. All right? So it hurts, but it just hurts more than others. We'll mention Alex Jones. You know, what a heartbreak that was. But
yeah, Alex Jones, we both, I think, learned a lot from him, and he You know, he definitely turned me on to a lot of things and got my mind thinking and got me to pull a straw away and start doing my own research and being the, you know, the warrior citizen, the active citizen, etc. But then, I mean, for those of you that caught the interview with David Duke, now David Duke, we're both from New Orleans, as is David Duke, and that dude has been demonized since day one. And when I think of David Duke, I would always think of the Ku Klux Klan, not knowing that much about what the KKK is. And the infamous runoff between the governor, Edwin Edwards, you know, and they had Edwards against David Duke. And it was that great quote that Edwards said about David Duke. Well, you know, there's one thing that David Duke and I, we got in common, and that is we both wizards under the sheets. But anyway, my point being that the interview with Alex Jones and David Duke, you know, just laid it on the table about the Zionist agenda. Now, that's, you know, you can't talk about that. And it's not anti-Jewish. Zionism is, would you say, a political party, right?
It's a political ideology. There are Christian Zionists. There are Jewish Zionists. There are Zionists who are atheists, I'm certain. But so
my point is that Ron Paul, would you say, was under the influence of the Zionists? As is Alex Jones. The Jesuits control those two guys. Okay.
Well, I really can't make that thing about as far as the Masons or anything like that. But what I can tell you, we were under a controlled opposition.
Okay.
And here's how I know. All right. So we were going back to the delegate process. So I paid my $200. And I was a candidate to become a delegate on Slate 7 in New Orleans. All right, now the easy part is to pay your $200. Now, the more difficult is you have to win the election. All right, so you have to get out there, you have to campaign, talk to everyone you have, you have to ask friends for money you don't want to ask for, you need donations. There's just so much to it, and you just work as hard as you can. And we were a well-oiled machine. This Ron Paul thing seemed to be a well-oiled machine. So much so that we took over the entire delegate count in the state of Louisiana. All right. So what happened is we won. Slate 7 won because you actually could watch them count right there. There was no electronic voting. So we actually became a 70 to 80%, if I'm not mistaken, majority at the convention. So once you become a delegate, then you meet at the state Republican convention, and those delegates decide who the next nominee will be. Okay. You see, so that's the process. So we went to the state convention. So not only did I become a delegate, I also became a state delegate, which was one of a handful of people. All right, so as we went on, I'll just go ahead and tell you this part. I also became one of three national delegates. So I ended up at the convention in Florida, so we'll get to that later on. All right, so here we are. We're at the state convention now. There's something called Robert's Rules of Order. And if you've ever been to a meeting when someone says, well, I second this or I make a motion, that's exactly what it is. And these are the rules set by the Republican Party. And they state that the chairman, if it's decided by the delegates that the chairman is not behaving properly, then he can be removed.
Chairman of what? Chairman of
the Republican Committee.
Okay.
The state chairman of the Republican Party is Roger Villar. Villary? Yeah, Roger Villary.
Yeah, Roger Villary.
Right. So we had been elected by the state, by the citizens of Louisiana, but we were not recognized by the Republican Party. So we didn't take that too kindly. So we made a motion to remove the Republican Party chairman. So it takes a second. We got the second. And it also takes a 3/4 majority to have this happen. Well, we had more than that. And once we made that motion, then the police stepped in, the state police, and they removed the man who was making the motion. And
at that point, on what grounds?
On that they did not recognize our our body of people or our delegation. So through their own rules, they made sure that none of the rules were followed. So we didn't think that. Here's what we were told. We were told that we were there and we were going to make recommendations for the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. And we didn't go through all this trouble to make a few recommendations in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So we rebelled against that. Now, from their rules, if someone doesn't like who's there, then you can remove them. But we followed the rules. They didn't. They brought in the police and actually broke the thumb of one of our men. So we actually turned around and started our own convention. And so we went.
What year is this all happening?
This is all in around 2014. Last time
okay.
that Ron Paul ran for president.
Okay.
Right. So I guess to get to the bottom of it, what ended up happening is that the delegate process by the citizens electing their delegates to choose has been taken away. That was done in Tampa. It was actually rolling on the teleprompter, and it said, how many people believe that we should change the delegate process, taking it away mm-hmm. from the citizens? And now it's already passed that the nominee gets to choose his delegates. All right, so we lost all our rights right there. But the worst part of it, you can see this on YouTube, as the teleprompter is rolling, they say, all in favor of adopting is say aye, and no one said aye. However, the teleprompter said the ayes have it before anyone had a chance
wow.
to say aye. So
wow.
it was already.
And this is on YouTube. You can see this.
You can see this on YouTube. Republican convention teleprompter.
So the point is that it's a rigged game.
Somebody'll tell you what's carnival for. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. You know when you get to New Orleans, somebody'll show you the Zulu King. You'll see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. You know you see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. And if you stay right there, I'm sure you'll see the Zulu Queen.
Congress now. Yeah, now, that's another thing. All right, so what happened when I got to, even though I was elected by the citizens, I got to Tampa as a national delegate for Ron Paul. I was disenfranchised because I was not going to vote for Mitt Romney. I was going to vote for Ron Paul, who I'd been for the whole time. And I was thrown out of the convention. I was, and actually the guy I ran for against, Steve Scalise for Congress, took my seat. Now, how about that? Did he campaign? He didn't do anything. No, they knew who he was going to vote for, and he got my seat.
Why did you want to vote for Ron Paul? What made Ron Paul different?
Well, at the time, he seemed to be our guy. We're talking the Constitution. We're talking liberty. We're talking about the bankers, the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Never did really go quite far enough on all that.
Well, wasn't it Lenin that said that the way you control the opposition is to create it?
Or lead it. They led us right to the convention. Ron Paul made almost like in a Mardi Gras parade, like King Rex, around the convention 2 days early, and it was over. And that was it. And he left. They had our own little convention at another college somewhere.
So in the end,
it was over.
So
in the end, nothing happened.
Exactly. So who is this Ron Paul? Because you're a guy, you were there, you saw how the system is absolutely corrupt, and that you as a citizen don't stand a chance because the finale is already established on how they're going to want these things to play out. And so they bring forth a guy like a Ron Paul or even a Donald Trump.
It's all a mirage. And I guess when my ears went up, when Rand Paul endorsed Mitt Romney over his own flesh and blood father, that's when I said something's not right here. And from that point on, it's been one heartbreak after another. And I'm here to tell you, I've come a long way. And I'm really not the right person to talk to if you want to talk about Donald Trump.
No, I'm not. We're just two citizens here. But, you know, you told me some interesting things about Donald Trump and the Clintons, at number one, that they're big buddies. And number two, their daughters are both Israeli citizens. Is that not true?
It's all a mirage. The entire campaign process, which seems to be more like a horse race than anything else, I mean, it's still a year away, and they're acting like, well, the polls are up. You know, he's coming around the end. You know, they're into the stretch. It's not
bubble gum sticking to the rail. Yeah.
And here's what I've discovered, and what I'm really going to focus on more than anything else is manufactured news and manufactured news events. And I'm telling you that if you remember Ricky Lake or you're watching Judge Judy these days, don't think that when 5 o'clock rolls around, that when the news comes on, it's all of a sudden serious and real.
Yes, I've seen where every day they showed 20 different broadcasts around the country of the same story, and they have exactly the same script coming up on the teleprompter.
But the script is not true.
Yeah, that's
every time. Now, we both know about the Boston Marathon. Now, come on. Now, I hear them reference all the time. So what we're under is a false reality. Mm. And if you want to prosper, then you have to live in it. All right, so when people, even like Steve Scalise, quote 9/11, and these guys with a bunch of box cutters outwitting the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, well, he's participating
absolutely
in the illusion.
They call me Dr. Jones, known as the Night Tripper. Got my satchel of gris in my hand. Then you're tripping up and back down the bayou. I'm the last of the best, they call me the greedy man. Got many clients, come from miles around, running down my prescription. I got medicine to cure all y'all's ills. I got remedies of every description. I got
Green
Gun now.
Hey now, Mama, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's talk about the illusion makers. You know, the name of my show is Off Planet with yours truly, Tony Green. And, you know, that's where I want to go. I want to step back from it and see where does this control system end? Where does the brain trust? What's the head of this snake? And that's my onion peeling job that I've been involved in now for the last 10, 12 years, just trying to peel that onion and get down to where it is. And, you know, it was the left wing. No, it's the right wing. No, it's the Jews. It's the Jesuits. It's the Vatican, you know, and now I'm off planet, you know. And I think I might have tipped your head a little bit in that direction, too, because you've been coming back to me saying, Tony, man, I just picked up, I bought my Burger King, got my Whopper, and I looked at the label on it. It's the planet Saturn. Ah!
It's worse than that. Look, I'm a musician. I've been playing D'Addario strings a long time, and yeah. I do not like seeing the Saturn ring around my strings. So, but
what does the Saturn rings mean to you? What is that?
I've given it a lot of thought since you pointed out to me.
Well, tell me what you come up with.
What I've come up with, here's my little analogy, and I kind of like it. All right, let's go back to Burger King. We just brought them up.
Okay.
I don't know exactly the story, but I'm sure that many of the stories went something like this. There was a guy who opened up a hamburger joint and started selling some decent hamburgers. So much so.
That was a long time ago.
He actually probably not processed, no GMOs, but anyway, the guy opens up the hamburger joint. Mm. So good. Guess what? He opens up a second one, then a third one, maybe gets a few good business people. The next thing you know, there's 100 or maybe 1,000 of these. Probably not. They would never let it get that far. But anyway, the guy with the great hamburgers, all of a sudden, people who have never cooked a batch of fries come in and they make tap that man, and he may be wealthy for the rest of his days and probably will be. But they come in, and once you're offered on the stock exchange, then you're giving it up.
Okay.
But you're giving it up to who? Well, the people that just press a button. In other words, they're going to own you, but all they're going to do is hit the print button because they can make money out of nothing.
Right.
And they own you and everything you're about and all the hamburgers. And sure, they will put good people in place to manage it correctly, but at that point, where does the Saturn ring come in? And the moons? And
well, that you can find out by watching Illuminati symbols in New Orleans.
Right, but where is it coming from to me?
Ah.
All right, what I'm saying, yes, the people at the very, very, very top. I don't think the president probably knows, and certainly not the guy so driving down the road.
What is the head of the snake?
Well, that's why you're here. But what I want to say is once the company is taken over, then comes the satanic symbols to let everyone know that this company has been overtaken and most of the proceeds go to our missions in the Middle East. That's where it comes from me.
While at the same time simultaneously poisoning the population with GMO foods and who knows what else they put in those nasty pieces of synthetic meat that, you know, so many people are addicted to, and they have all the hormones in it, and you see little girls at 8 years old having breasts, and the men become more feminized with the hormones that are in that stuff. And
don't get me going with transgender now.
Man, I live in Italy, man. It's something, a phenomenon there called the mamoni. That's the mama's boy. And I mean, it is like across the whole, I don't even start with that. But the whole thing, my thing is always about how humanity is under attack, especially the male species, because, you know, we're the warriors, or used to be, you know. And then we all go out to the Sunday game, we put on our colors, and we yell, and we scream, and then Monday morning we're back to being that mamoni again, you know, the soft, you know, domesticated creature, you know. Well, they've done a pretty good job of that, and I tell you, in 2016 coming up now, I see it so clearly now, what's going on. It's all right in front of me. I put the glasses on, you know, like from They Live, the Carpenter film, you know. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to see and contemplate the impossible, stuff you never thought about before could ever happen, but it's happening now. So, I mean, you got all the pieces of the puzzle, you, Gary King, spread across your table here, because you've done so much deep research on so many different things. And I think once you put all those pieces together, you're going to have the same thing happen to me.
If you got love troubles, you got a bad woman you can't control, I got just the thing for you. Something called controlling awesome get-together drops. If you work too hard and you need a little rest, try my Easy Life Rub or put some of my Boss Fix Jazz in your breakfast. Try a little bit of...
It appears to me that people actually worship Satan, and they worship Saturn for some reason, and they put their label on all the time. If you look on NBC in the morning, the Today Show, it is a Saturn ring just spinning around all the time. They just in your face about it all the time. All of the trucking has been overtaken, and I just think they put their symbol on it, and people don't know, but this is going to, let's just call it, this company has now been overtaken and is going to be used in the support of Israel. And
which company now are we talking about?
All of them. Let's say when you see a trucking company going down the road and it's got a Saturn ring around it, well, then you can bet it's been overtaken and it's run by Wall Street. And everything in and about Wall Street and the people that are running Wall Street are mostly dual citizens, and they're Israeli Americans.
Well,
if we don't get to that, then we're wasting our time about what has really happened.
Yes, I know. And I mean, this isn't some sort of anti-Jewish
thing.
I live in the ghetto in Venice, all right? I live in the epicenter of the Jewish community right there. And I mean, I take people not by their race, not by their nationality, not by their religion, but by their personality. Okay, that's what I look at. The Jews have been just as much victims of the Zionists as everybody else on this planet. But if you look at the Israeli flag, you're going to see the Star of David. But at the same time, if you do some homework on that Star of David and that six-pointed star and the six pyramids that are there and the hexagram in the middle, you're going to find that image is all about the planet Saturn. And you can go do your own homework on that. You could look up the Saturn cube, or you could look up the Israeli flag and Saturn. I could sit here and tell you all kinds of stuff, but I'm just pointing, all right? Don't tell me I got a dirty fingernail just because I'm pointing. But look at what I'm pointing at. Go look that up. Find out what the Israeli flag's all about. It's all about the control system that's behind all these things. Okay, now according to my research, the Rothschilds pretty much own the whole fiefdom of Israel. It's a muscle. It's like the United States is a muscle. The good American people, they're victims of the same system that the good Israeli people are. They don't know it because you couldn't find two more nationalistic countries than the United States and Israel. All right, everything you pro-country, USA, USA, all right? But those guys that are chanting, USA, USA, do they know anything about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution? Can they name the captains that are, you know, destroying our country? They can name all the linebackers on the Saints. But they don't know what's going on with the rest of them. Gary King is that he's probably, as far as people I know, the expert. I hate to use the word expert, but he's done a hell of a lot of research on the JFK assassination. Okay, who did it, how they did it, and him with a team of other people, other citizens that have done deep research on these things. After 50 years after the fact, there's still more revelations coming out about just how deep this rabbit hole goes. So, Gary, why don't you just give us the brief synopsis of what went on with the JFK assassination?
All right. according to all of my research, here's where it all leads to me. All right. In 1963, anyone will tell you that there was a coup d'etat. All right. Now, being a Cajun from Cut Off, Louisiana, that means to me that someone took over the country. All right, so let's think about it. We were told that, was it Russia? I don't think it was Russia. Was it Cuba? I don't think so. But let's take a moment, and we're going to read a letter from John Kennedy to then Prime Minister Ben-Gurion. All right. He said, I am sure you will agree that there is no more urgent business for the whole world than the control of nuclear weapons. All right. It is because of our preoccupation that we spoke earlier with our government that we will be having periodic visits to Dimona, which was their nuclear program, which was supposed to be peaceful. At this time, Israel had no nuclear weapons whatsoever. All right. We are concerned with the disturbing effects on the world's stability and would accompany the development of a nuclear weapons program by Israel. All right. So it's a long letter. You can find it online. All you do is type in JFK letter to Ben-Gurion regarding visit to Dimona, and it's all right there. Okay, so what JFK was not proposing, he was telling Israel everything that Iran is told now, that we will be inspecting your nuclear program every 6 months, and if it's not peaceful, then we're going to step in and make sure that it is. Now, the Prime Minister of Israel resigned his post, just like Nixon resigned, over the fact that he felt that if Israel was not a nuclear state, that it would not survive, and he could not sleep at night unless Israel became a nuclear state or a nuclear threat. All right? The very moment that John F. Kennedy was killed, there was a man named Henry Kissinger who moved into the White House immediately. From that point on, we had Lyndon Johnson participating in the bombing of the United States, the USS Liberty, the most decorated ship in our fleet. And Israel, at the behest of Lyndon Johnson and the Prime Minister of Israel, bombed that ship all day long. Now, who was that going to benefit? Well, only one country, Israel. From that point on, Henry Kissinger can be seen with every single president of the United States, from Lyndon Johnson to Nixon and everyone all the way to Obama, without exception, without exception. Now, the next thing that's necessary to understand is, if we're going to fast forward and try to figure out if there was a coup d'etat, then who took over the country? All right, here is the pinnacle of my research. The names that I'm going to talk about, not necessarily the names, but the positions, if you don't know the names, these are all people in our government now. Now, back in JFK's time, believe me, it was not all dual citizens running our government. In fact, many of these agencies weren't even around, like the Department of Homeland Security, just so many different ones. All right, so just to name a few. So right now, in the United States, there are dual citizens who happen to be Israeli-American citizens, and here are their positions. The United States Attorney General, because I can't pronounce his last name, Michael Chertoff, who is the head of FEMA and the head of the Department of Homeland Security, is an Israeli-American. Richard Perle, the advisor to the president, Pentagon Defense Policy Board, he is an Israeli-American. Paul Werfowitz, he is the Deputy Defense Secretary. All right. Douglas Feith, policy advisor to the Pentagon under the Secretary of Defense. Lawrence Franklin, Defense Intelligence Agency. These are all Israeli Americans. And when was the last time they ever did anything that was good for America? Everything that is done for the benefit of Israel. Our wars are fought there. We're in the Middle East over that. Henry Kissinger is a dual citizen. He is an Israeli American advising every president since LBJ. But take a Google search. Just type in images, Google images, Henry Kissinger, and every president of the United States, and you'll find many, many pictures, but not one of JFK. So the moment that JFK was removed, all policy went towards the benefit of one small country.
They call me Dr. John, known as a night tripper. A saddle of gris-gris in my hand.
We're just getting started with who's in our government right now, okay? Department of Defense, Pentagon, Edward, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, Ludwig Henry Kissinger, Kenneth Alderman, Pentagon Advisors, Pentagon Defense Policy Board, Scooter Libby. How many times have you heard Scooter Libby's name? He is an Israeli-American. He is the one whispering in the president's ear. What else can I say? I could just go on and on. You see it yourself.
So just to sum it up, you're saying that it was the Mossad that was responsible for the JFK assassination?
They were sponsors. Yes. The JFK, that's the hidden thing in JFK. And you cannot go past, if you're a JFK researcher, you cannot go past Langley, which is the CIA headquarters. That is where you stop. Now, once you start talking about who benefited, that's always the thing.
Who benefits?
Who benefited from this? Well, how much longer is this list that I did not read? James Schlesinger is a dual citizen. John Bolton, he's on CNN every night. He's a former UN representative. Every night he's on television. Okay, all of these people. And not only that, the positions, Pentagon Defense Policy. This guy, David Forum, is the speechwriter who came up with the term Axis of Evil. Mm-hmm. All right, he's a dual citizen. But who is benefiting from the Axis of Evil? Well, it's all Israel. All the time.
Back down.
Period. End of story.
I'm the last of the best. I'm known as a Gree-Gree man. Sell it.
I was going to say, when you say that, who benefits? 911. Who benefits from 911? Well, the top of the list for me as far as the, you know, controlled resistance is our boy Alex Jones. I mean, he's built a whole industry around the 911 truth movement. And there are certain people that say that the 911 truth movement was created before the Twin Towers came down.
Well, there is a video of him predicting 9/11 before it happened. It used to mesmerize me that this guy's really something. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you look a little bit deeper, you said, you know what? You're pretty stupid, aren't you? You're falling for it like that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Why do you say that? Why would you say that that's fake? That it wasn't announced before that? Or he's such an insider?
Have you ever seen the video of Alex Jones predicting 9/11
many times.
Right. That would make now, from where I know now, yeah, sure, he was controlled opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts when you fall that deeply into it. But the danger is you and I, Tony. What happened from Alex Jones? Okay, we found out he's a fraud. You couldn't beg us to listen to his channel anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't support it. We used mm-hmm. to spend money doing
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what has happened? Well, he's actually created a couple of warriors who are behaving exactly like we believed in him. And we're not going to change. We're not going to alter. So there are offspring from the truth movement. Now, the whole thing is up in flames, and we have to look at things differently. And what we want to know is who's in charge, who's running everything.
That elephant in the room.
When it comes to 9/11, whose enemies are we fighting? Well, they're all in the Middle East. Libya, Syria, Iran. They want to take over Iran so bad they can hardly stand it. We're fighting. Only one country has all these enemies, and it's Israel, and we fight for them, and we do everything for them because they're in control of everything. Now, when we talk about the bankers, all right, well, who are the bankers? Well, believe me, they're pro-Israeli as they can possibly be. See, let's just say that. They're pro-Israel, all of them, and always has. There's hardly any department of any importance.
Okay.
The Treasury, the Commerce, the Teachers Union, they're all Israeli Americans running everything, publishing
right.
the books.
Right. I know. We pretty much established that. And the question is, why Israel, as a country that was created in 1947, if I'm not correct, right?
Right. Now, that's where we need to go off planet with all this stuff, because this seems
you.
To be very religious to them. Now, these people believe in and whatever they believe in, it doesn't matter if we believe it or not. As Tony once said, doesn't matter if you believe it, they do. All right, so I want to go further and, okay, what are these people doing? And am I right that the only goal of everything within our century that I can tell is the establishment of ruling the world in out of Jerusalem? And that seems to be the goal. Now, what beliefs they have or what planets they worship is beyond me, and that's why you're here, because I'm going to hand it off, because at that point, I become very, very much a novice.
Yeah, but you're getting closer. I'm no expert, but I'm, you know, I guess because I spend my life as an artist and a musician, I got my antennas are pretty far out there, and I read a lot, and I pay attention. I can see the truth. You know, the more I look at things, I slow down, and the nature reveals the truth to me. And with these truths, when you can start to see the truth, you know what happens? You can see the lies, okay? And when you start to see the lies and it becomes even more apparent, then you become a very, very dangerous person. And in that danger, you can use that. Dangerous to who? Dangerous to the control system. And at this point of my research, you know, I'm finding out that the evil that's out there, that we could talk all day long about the bad guys and the bad girls, okay? Talking about bad girls is a lot more fun than talking about bad guys.
Nah. But
when
am
I
going to
go
like,
there? It's a family like show. It's a family show.
We live close to the French Quarter.
I live in the French Quarter.
Call water if your neighbors give you trouble. Put your business in the street. Seal it, Jupiter. My whole card, it just won't be beat. Try my dragon's blood, my drawn powder, and my sacred sand.
Was that the destruction of the family, you know, and with the feminist movement, I'm all for the empowerment of women, okay, because they've been held down for centuries. I'm all for that. But the whole feminist movement was something that was brought on by the Rockefellers. They admit it, okay? Number one, it was to put the woman into the workforce so they could tax her too, okay? And then also to break up the family so that they got to put the kids in the daycare center. That, along with the politically correct agenda, which has been put on us for the last 50 years with television and Hollywood. You can't make jokes about Italians, can't make jokes about Jews, can't make jokes about Irish, about black people. You know, you gay jokes, you can't do that. You become in this prison that you're so worried about offending someone else. So you get that established with the last 2-3 generations. Then, you see, this is where it gets really clever, because then it extends into politics. And if I start speaking out against politicians, against the government, I'm a racist. Especially when you have their agent in place, Barack Hussein Obama, who I love the idea of Obama, but in reality, he's just a plant. He's an agent in place. And it works out so well that now if I don't like Obamacare, racist! And I mean, my European friends, they love Obama. Why? Because they like his skin color and they say he has a great smile.
It's all an illusion. We've all fallen for the illusion. Both sides, black, white. And that's probably my biggest passion now is finding just out just how much of an illusion it all really is.
It's 100% illusion. I mean, beyond the left-right false paradigm, from what I'm feeling now, and I'm moving away from my programmed mind, and I'm trying to work more out of my intuition. That's why women are so great. They have their intuition. They know what pain is. They have children. Okay, when you start talking about a species under attack, the human family under attack, somehow they listen. I was at a dinner party last night. The women want to know. The guys, they're holding on to that domino, man, that first domino, because that domino is my brick. I established that belief system. That's what makes me a man. That's why I'm such a macho guy. Dude, if you start telling me things that make that domino fall, all the rest of them are going to go, all right? And they can't let that happen. How many times have you been up against knuckleheads that no matter what kind of facts you bring them, they don't want to go there?
All right, but I'm telling you now, the way and the light, and I've, out of all my work, I can think of four women who are warriors against everything that we talk about. She ran off the hepatitis C vaccine guy on day one. She ran that nurse out of there so fast. There are no GMOs. In fact, her breast supply of milk has gone dry. So she has gone out and there have been donors to make sure that she gets human milk. It's all up to the mothers. I'm telling you that the only way, because I ran for Congress. I tried the regular political system. There is no hope. There is no chance. And the only chance that we do have is the changing of the minds of the mothers and there being a silent revolution to where the propaganda that we're fed, and it, make no mistake, it comes through electronically, that they will raise their children who can see through the propaganda as easily as we do now. And there are many girls like that. Raphael, the chemtrail weather girl, who's always been a warrior against chemtrails, her child has never touched any type of milk that was soy-based or...
What's wrong with soy?
Well, do you know? Nothing beats mother milk, okay?
Yeah,
nothing beats mother milk. Yeah. And I'm just saying there's no GMO foods. There's none of these things. And that's where the answer lies. And the more women that I know... And let me tell you what. If it ever gets out to all the football dads and mothers that the way to the NFL is no vaccines... Because I'm telling you now, I know three children that are hulks. They are he-men, and they're only 4 years old and 2 years old. They pick up stones. They pick up bricks. They pick up big 4x4s, and they throw them around. They look at exercise machines, and they just work them because they're unvaccinated.
Unvaccinated, huh? Well, all these things are about, I mean, you said it there, but you were focusing on women waking up, which is absolutely true, mothers waking up, absolutely true, and that the family needs to be reestablished because out of a strong family having 10, 11 kids like we used to do comes a strong middle class. And out of that middle class comes the upwardly mobile people. Out of the middle class comes the inventors, okay? Out of the middle class comes the dissenters, okay? Because they want to break the chains of being under some sort of enslavement by... you know, an elite who have been there for thousands of years, okay? So, personally, I find it all very exciting to be alive right now because it's not just the women that need to wake up. The men need to wake up. We all need to wake up collectively. And when that happens, and it is happening, it is happening. That's the thing. We're shifting our consciousness from our brains, which is the thing that is programming, to our hearts. Hearts translates to your consciousness, to your intuition, to, you know, going with your feelings, having the courage to listen to the inner voice, you know, not the voice of Hollywood. And, I mean, Star Wars is out now in full. What you got? I got a little message. Off plan.
Yeah. Show me how we go off plan.
Well, this is how we do it, bro. It's easy, man. It's 1, 2, 3. If you want to listen to my little show, and again, I'm just Fred Flintstone, Joe Schmo show, hit Off Planet with Tony Green. Okay, I've been doing this now for, I guess, 8 months. I'm up to 18 programs. I'm trying to reprogram your mind. And I could be found on the Firehorse Network. Where else can I be found?
Firehorse Network, All News Network, who had last check had 333,000. And it wasn't a Masonic number, I promise. listeners. There's Stu Webb. He gets probably more listeners than that. We've got YouTube channels. We're on
Jim Fetzer, too.
We're on with Jim Fetzer. We're on with some big people now. We're trying to make a difference. And my message is it's all a big illusion. And their power and their perceived power, and it all comes right through that television, through the radio, and that computer right in front of you. So that if there's anything that we were just talking about, removing the monuments in New Orleans, the Civil War monuments. Well, it was a fake news story that brought about the idea of removing them. And when there will be a martial law scenario in the United States, it will come through a fake news story. They don't have to blow everything up. They just cordon it off, say it happened, and it's on. And if you step out of line from that official story, you will not be in the journalism business very long. You'll be doing podcasts like us, wondering how we're going to get bus fare to get home.
Yeah, and there it is, okay? But the thing is, we got to come up with a solution for this. Now, Gary and I, we're a part of a generation that still has our brains, still has analytical thinking possibilities, okay? And we exercise that on a daily basis. But as I look at the next generation that are complete cell phone zombies, they are electronically medicated, I don't know, man. It's going to take some sort of major upheaval, because when they kill that cell phone, when they click that cell phone kill switch, all right, these people that are completely dominated by cell phones, and there's a reason they're called smart phones, because it's insinuating that you are stupid. And what it is doing, it's preparing you to accept that your brain is irrelevant, okay? That the real intelligence now is in your smartphone, which eventually will be transplanted into your brain. So you're sold the idea, man, who needs a computer? It's all going to be transplanted into my body, okay? It's called a microchip. And when that happens, baby, it's over. It's over. The whole thing's over, because you can't go to the bank without the microchip. You can't go to the grocery store without the microchip. You can't travel without the microchip. And if you start speaking out against the powers that be, they're going to turn that sucker off.
Being on your show,
dude,
we're
going to
keep the fight going through 2016. I hope I made a little sense today. It's all an illusion, and until we realize that, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, thank you, man. Okay, thank you, Gary. Take care of yourself. God bless, man.
God bless the world.
There you have it. There's my interview with Patriot Radio's Gary King from New Orleans. And a very insightful interview. He knows a lot of stuff. Check him out. Patriot Radio, Gary King. And I'd like to thank y'all for listening yet again to Off Planet with Tony Green. I try to do my best to bring you information that maybe you don't hear on mainstream media, see on television, so that we can all be a little more enlightened, all right? See more, go to my website, www.tonygreen.net, and you can also check out my music, Tony Green and Gypsy Jazz, and my paintings, which are all for sale. Yay! So until we meet again, be awake, be aware, be good, okay? Be a positive force in your neighborhood, in your community. Let's all do this together. Great time to be alive right now. All right. See you later. Ciao. Ciao.